tree in the midst of the earth, and the height thereof was great. The tree grew and was strong, and the height thereof reached unto heaven, and the sight thereof to the end of all the earth. The leaves thereof were fair, and the fruit thereof much, and in it was meat for all. The beasts of the field had shadow under it, and the fowls of the heaven dwelt in the boughs thereof, and all flesh was fed of it. So this is a system. I saw in the visions of my head upon my bed, and behold, a watcher, an unholy one, came down from heaven. He cried aloud and said, thus, hewn down the tree and cut off his branches, shake off his leaves and scatter his fruit. Let the beast get away from under it and the fowls from his branches. Nevertheless, leave the stump of his roots in the earth, even with a band of iron and brass in the tender grass of the field, and let it be wet with the dew of heaven, and let his portion be with the beast in the grass of the earth, and let his heart be changed from man's, and let a man's beast heart be given unto him, and let seven times pass over him. So God is judging Nebuchadnezzar and his system at his time. If you'll notice throughout the earth, God has done that. He's judged, like in Genesis chapter 6, with the flood. Babel, the Tower of Babel, Sodom and Gomorrah. This is where this Babylonian system began to rise up, and God cut the tree down. Observe and see, for you're fully protected. I sealed you, and I called you by my name. So don't let what you are observing and all the panic around you cause you to be afraid. I'm with you, inside of you, and there are more with you than are with them. They, in comparison to the world, are very few in number. It appears they are large because they have a large projector to blast it all over the world. The media, the press, stand strong and don't be moved, even though the storm is upon you. What did I do when the disciples were freaking out in the storm? They woke me up and I said to the storm, peace be still. Well, peace be still. Just watch what you see after the tree falls and the smoke clears. A whole new world. It will be glorious. The only difference, this time, the roots will be plucked out. There will be no coming back. See, the tree was left with the stump still in the ground. If you want to read the rest of that. That's whenever he became like an animal for 7 years. God judged him. And he corrected himself and began to give God glory. Here is where you are. The horror is being revealed to you. What has been in darkness is about to come into the light. It will be a great awakening all across the world. Many that have been asleep will awaken at this time. Just like John marveled at what he saw, so many people will stand with gaping mouths at what is about to be disclosed. Now the president's talking about the next week, there's going to be a lot of death. A lot of these children are not going to make it. Yeah, it's not the virus he's talking about. I mean, anyway, turn over to Revelation 17. We're going to have a look at the whore here and what she's doing. It goes right along with what we are experiencing. What's about to be revealed. Revelation 17, verse 1. And there came one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials. And these are the judgments on the Antichrist system, the vials. And talked with me, saying unto me, come hither. I will show unto thee the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet-colored beast full of the names of blasphemy, having seven heads and ten horns. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. And upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery Babylon, the Great, the Mother of Harlots and Abominations of the Earth. And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints. What's their practice? They drink the blood. and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. And the angel said unto me, wherefore didst thou marvel? I will tell thee the mystery of the woman and of the beast that carrieth her, which hath the 7 heads and 10 horns, which we know heads represent nations and the crowns, the kings of those nations. The beast that thou sawest was and is not, and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit. There's where the beast comes from, bottomless pit. Well, the Antichrist is coming from over there. Oh, really? No, he comes up out of the pit. This isn't human. You understand? And goes, the beast that thou sawest was and is not, and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit and go into perdition, and they that dwell on the earth shall wonder, whose names were not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, when they behold the beast and that was and is not and yet is. And here is the mind which hath wisdom. The 7 heads are 7 mountains of which the woman sitteth, which I believe is Rome, city of 7 hills. And there are 7 kings, 5 are fallen, 1 is, and 1 other is not yet come. And when he cometh, he must continue a short space. Now, where's been the biggest amount of arrest? First, right out of the box a few weeks ago. Where did a lot of our National Guard go? 37,000, Big Zach? Italy. Where's the Vatican? Italy. False prophet? Pope. Biggest pedophile network in the world. The beast that was and is not, even is the 8th and is the 7th that goeth to perdition. And the 10 horns which thou sawest are 10 kings which have received no kingdom as yet, but received power as kings 1 hour with the beast. These have 1 mind and shall give their power and strength unto the beast. These shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, for he is Lord of lords and King of kings. And they that are with him are called and chosen and faithful. And he said unto me, the waters which thou sawest where the whore sitteth are peoples and multitudes and nations and tongues. And the 10 horns which thou sawest upon the beast, these shall hate the whore and shall make her desolate and naked and shall eat her flesh and burn her with fire. For God hath put it in their hearts to fulfill his will and to agree and to give their kingdom unto the beast until the words of God shall be fulfilled. And the woman that thou sawest is that great city which reigneth over the kings of the earth, the Vatican. Well, D.C. and London City are also connected, the 3 city states. But the point is, people, especially in Italy right now, are yanking down their European Union flags and they're burning them and singing their national anthem and replacing it with their flag. They're coming out. They're coming out of the beast. She is drunk on blood. See it now? What is this storm all about? It's all about the evil deeds that the ungodly do in secret. I can no longer let it go on. Timber, it's coming down. Okay, I read you Revelation. Let's see. Let's keep on with Revelation 18. And after these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lighted with his glory. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, is fallen, is become the habitation of devils, and the hold of every foul spirit, and the cage of every unclean and hateful bird. For they're already gathering to drink their blood. For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. The kings of the earth have committed fornication with her. The merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plagues. Do y'all see this like I'm seeing it? Mm-hmm. It's like I'm reading a newspaper right here. For her sins have reached unto heaven, and God hath remembered her iniquities. Reward her even as she rewarded you, and double unto her double according to her works. In the cup which she hath filled, fill to her double. How much she hath glorified herself and lived deliciously, so much torment and sorrow give her. For she saith in her heart, I sit a queen, and am no widow, and shall see no sorrow. Therefore shall her plagues come in one day, death and mourning and famine. She shall be utterly burned with fire, for strong is the Lord God who judgeth her. They're going into these dumps, and they're, because of the Kuru disease, they are having to burn everything with fire. Mm-hmm. And the kings of the earth who have committed fornication, lived deliciously with her, shall bewail her and lament for her when they shall see the smoke of her burning, standing afar off for the fear of her torment, saying, alas, alas, that great city Babylon, that mighty city, for in 1 hour is thy judgment come. I believe it's going to be swift. I don't believe it's going to be tarry. The merchants of the earth shall weep and mourn over her, for no man buyeth their merchandise anymore. The merchandise of gold and silver and precious stone, of pearls and fine linen and purple and scarlet, silk and scarlet, of fine wood and all manner of vessels of ivory, all manner of vessels of most precious wood and of brass and iron and marble, of cinnamon and odors and ointments and frankincense and wine and oil and fine flour and wheat, and beast and sheep and horses and chariots and slaves and souls of men. And the fruits that thy soul lusted after are departed from thee, and all things which were dainty and goodly are departed from thee, and thou shalt find them no more at all. The merchants of these things which were made rich by her shall stand afar off for the fear of her torment, weeping and wailing, and saying, Alas, alas, that great city that was clothed in fine linen, purple and scarlet, and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls. For in 1 hour so great riches are come to naught, and every shipmaster and all the company and ships and sailors and as many as trade by sea stood afar off and cried when they saw the smoke of her burning, saying, What city is likened to this great city? And they cast dust on their heads and cried, weeping and wailing, saying, Alas, alas, that great city wherein were made rich all that had ships in the sea by reason of her costliness, for in 1 hour she is made desolate. Rejoice over her, thou heaven, and ye holy apostles and prophets, for God hath avenged you on her. Yay! And a mighty angel took up a stone like a millstone and cast it into the sea, saying, Thus with violence shall that great city Babylon be thrown down and shall be found no more at all. And the voice of harpers and musicians and of pipers and trumpeteers shall be heard no more at all in thee. And no craftsman of whatsoever craft he be shall be found any more in thee. And the sound of a millstone shall be heard no more at all in thee. And the light of a candle shall shine no more at all in thee. And the voice of the bridegroom and of the bride shall be heard no more at all in thee. For thy merchants were the great men of the earth. For by thy sorceries were all nations deceived. And in her was found the blood of prophets and of saints and of all that were slain upon the earth. Okay, with that, let's turn to Jeremiah 51. So there's not going to be nothing left to grow back. Okay. This is verse 1. Thus saith the Lord, Behold, I will raise up against Babylon, and against them that dwell in the midst of them that rise up against me, and as a destroying wind, and I will send unto Babylon fanners that will fan her, and shall empty her land. For in the day of trouble shall they be aghast her round about, or against her round about. Against him that bendeth, let the archer bend his bow, and against him that lifteth himself up in his brigandine, and spare ye not her young men, destroy ye utterly all her host. Thus the slain shall fall in the land of the Chaldeans, and they that are thrust through in her streets. For Israel hath not been forsaken, nor Judah of his God, of the Lord of hosts, though their land was filled with sin against the Holy One of Israel. Flee out of the midst of Babylon, and deliver every man his soul. Be not cut off in her iniquity. For this is the time of the Lord's vengeance. He will render unto her a recompense. Babylon hath been a golden cup in the Lord's hand that made all the earth drunken. The nations have drunken of her wine, therefore the nations are mad. Babylon is suddenly fallen and destroyed. How for her, take balm for her pain, if so be she may be healed. We would have healed Babylon, but she is not healed. Forsake her, and let us go every one into our own country. For her judgment reacheth unto heaven, and is lifted up to the skies. And it goes on and on the whole chapter. But it's talking about what's going on today. A couple of weeks ago, the JFK kids, they went on Facebook and all over, and they were singing a song called Timber. Now, I'd never heard of it. I'm going to read you the words. It goes like this. It's going down. It's shelling timber. That's the way they were doing all kinds of stuff on there, you know, and going, ooh, 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 and all this stuff. It was kind of cute. You better move. You better dance. Let's make a night you won't remember. I'll be the one you can't forget. Well, it's not a nice song, so I'm not going to go any further than that. The meaning of this song was sodomy, rape, and sex parties is what this song is about. The JFK kids were giving reference to timber. They were talking about GHWB number 41. I'm not going to say his name. His code name was Timber Wolf. We know he was Skull and Bones, and we know what they do. Drink blood out of a skull as part of their initiation, so is sodomy. Number 41 has been implicated in the assassination of JFK Jr., or JFK. JFK Jr.'s magazine is also a good indication of that. The name of his magazine is George. Just watch and observe. Timber! My thoughts. I was feeling a little overwhelmed with everything, but I know that it is necessary for the unveiling of all the wickedness. Asking about number two, if the stories of what we've heard is true. We're talking about our number two. He is over the task force, and he picked two deep state assets to work with him on this. The president is just letting them do their thing and letting them hang themselves. Do you see the messages on the TV? Oh, did y'all see people all across on WeGo yesterday were saying, we were watching these different networks, and it comes on, up on the screen right here. I typed it. We are here with you. And then it disappeared. Did you see the messages on the TV screen of different people in the U.S.? We are here with you. Dan Scavino Jr., which they think may be part of the Q team, he said that he confirmed it, that it was happening all across America on several networks. Q3377 is, we are with you. So it's just the president letting us know, Q plus, he's just letting us know you're not alone in this. We're here with you. We know what you're going through. And we know what you're thinking. You're about ready to jump ship, but don't do it. Hold the course. Hold steady. The best is yet to come. Actually, this right here is talking about, it talks about Miley Cyrus with her skanky, very, you know, on stage doing all her perverted stuff. Yeah. Anyway, I'm just wondering if these Robert Kennedy's granddaughter and great-grandson being found drowned is not a hit. Anyway.